Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Amit Kaushal and I am going to tell you about Akshat Jain's report, Two Heads Better Than One, what Supreme Court had said about single member election commission. The sudden resignation of Election Commissioner Arun Goyal has left Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar as the sole member of the Election Commission of India, raising concerns about the constitutionality of a single-member commission. Goyal cited personal reasons for his resignation ahead of Lok Sabha elections. But rumors of differences between Goyal and Kumar have been doing the rounds. The Election Commission lost another member last month when Election Commissioner Anoop Chandra Pandey retired. Article 324 of the Constitution mandates a chief election commissioner but not an election commissioner in the commission, while granting the president power to appoint one or more election commissioners as deemed fit. The provision reads, "The election commission shall consist of the chief election commissioner and such number of other election commissioners, if any, as the president may from time to time fix." The Supreme Court judgments in the T.N. Session case in 1995 and the S.S. Dhanowa case in 1991 upheld the constitutionality of a single-member election commission while stressing the importance of more than one commissioner. The two judgments, however, differ somewhat on the question of the power of Chief Election Commissioner over and above the election commissioners. Post-Session and Dhanowa, it is clear that there is a choice between a multi-member and a single-member commission. Even though a single-member commission is legal, it may not be desirable, considering the Dhanowa case. "It is concentration of power in one individual," said senior advocate Meenakshi Arora. T.N. Session, the 10th CEC of the country, approached the Supreme Court to quash a 1993 presidential ordinance, saying it was unconstitutional. The ordinance turned the commission into a multi-member body through the appointments of the two election commissioners apart from CEC Session. Session challenged the ordinance, saying it went against settled constitutional questions. The top court, however, said the ordinance was according to Article 324. The Election Commission can therefore be a single-member body or a multi-member body if the President considers it necessary to appoint one or more election commissioners, it said. The scheme of Article 324, therefore, is that there shall be a permanent body to be called the Election Commission, with a permanent incumbent to be called Chief Election Commissioners, it added. The Supreme Court also said that nothing in Article 324 suggested an inequality of power within the Commission. There was no reason to hold the Chief Election Commissioner at a higher position, and the election commissioners must also have a say in decision-making. If the Chief Election Commissioner is considered to be superior in the sense that his word is final, he would render the election commissioners non-functional or ornamental. Such an intention is difficult to cull out from Article 324, nor can we attribute it to the constitutional makers, the court observed. At the same time, the top court said it was the duty of the office bearers to ensure there was no ego clash. We cannot overlook the fact that when the constitution makers provided for a multi-member election commission, there were no oblivious of the fact that there may not be agreement on all points, but they must have expected such high-ranking functionaries to resolve their differences in a dignified manner, it said. In 1989, the then president, exercising his powers under Clause 2 of Article 324, fixed the number of election commissioners at 2 through a notification. He also appointed S.S. Dhanowa as one of the two election commissioners through another notification. Months later, the then president rescinded both notifications and Dhanowa challenged his move in the top court. The Supreme Court, in its judgment, said the appointment of the Chief Election Commissioner is a must but not the appointment of election commissioners. And the President could abolish the election commissioner post if he decided there was no work for the election commissioners or the commission could not function with them. Noting the difference in power between the Chief Election Commissioner and the election commissioners, the top court also said the Chief Election Commissioner should not be removed from his office except in like manner or on the like grounds as a judge of the Supreme Court. But such protections do not apply to the election commissioners. However, the top court also stressed the importance of more than one commissioner, noting a single commissioner ill conforms to all tenets of democratic rule. There is no doubt that two heads are better than one, particularly when an institution like election commission is entrusted with vital functions and is armed with exclusive uncontrolled power to execute them, it said. The top court said there is a likelihood that a single individual might somewhat prove capable of withstanding pulls and pressures, which many may not. However, when vast power are exercised by an institution which is accountable to none, it is politic to entrust its affairs to more hands than one. It helps to assure judiciousness and want of arbitrariness, it added. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I am Amit Kaushal in New Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.